the political season, so we have to listen to them. And I think it's best just to take them as entertainment and just don't take them, you know, don't get worked up. Yeah, don't get worked up by them. Don't let them play on you. So I believe this first ad we have is for Barack Obama. Take a listen.
Americans face a choice this November. A choice for America. It's time to ask yourself, is John McCain really an American?
Nope.
John McCain admits he owns 13 cars, one of them made in Germany. But isn't Germany where Hitler lived? How can we elect a Hitler car driver as our president? Barack Obama believes in non-electing Hitler as our president. Barack Obama wants to bring health care to our soldiers and teachers, while John McCain is busy driving around in his funny, out-of-touch little Hitler car and handing out money to rich people. Barack Obama, a true patriot American who doesn't mind standing up to John McCain's child-killing corporate tax breaks. God, paid for by Bob Smith.
Oh, wow. That's not a surprise there, I guess, at the end. But
boy, what a horrific leap that is.
Some of those tactics.
From a German car to the fact that he's Hitler.
Some of the tactics are familiar. You know, link your opponent with something bad.
And Hitler's always a popular card to play.
Yeah, or handing money out to the rich. That's another one. And then associate your candidate with something good, like helping teachers and kids. So cheap.
Well, that does sound bad, though. If he's handing out money to the rich while driving around in a Hitler,
car.
That sounds pretty bad. I don't think I could elect that guy.
You know, that's why I'm going to vote for Barack Obama, because he drives a car I can identify with.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. Before you decide who you're going to vote for,
yes, Craig,
let's hear what the McCain campaign says about Obama. Let's listen to their ad and see if that sways you.
Barack Hussein Obama doesn't believe in basic American values like honesty.
Ooh.
He has gone on record refusing to admit he's a radical Muslim. He has also gone on record refusing to admit he wants the government to confiscate all your money in order to force you to marry gays. Apparently, the only time Barack Hussein Osama will shoot straight with Americans is when he's firing on them in the Afghani foothills. John McCain believes that every American deserves a better life and that children should be our future for a better tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
John McCain spent 5 years in a POW camp while Barack Hussein tortured him and tried to get him to not pick a woman for vice president.
Gosh.
Don't we deserve a president who has the guts not to be a radical Muslim? John McCain, a true American patriot and not a Muslim God-hating hippie with a black wife.
Whoa.
Oh, oh.
Paid for by George Dunham.
I did not know. I did not pay for that.
Well,
I would not.
What are you doing,
shocking
George?
Tag
put
there. Put my name on something like that. I do not approve that message.
Well, now, McCain used a lot of the same tactics, linking the opponent to something evil, in this case, bin Laden, and associating himself with good things like being a veteran and kids are our future and things like that.
So cheap and fake, but not too far off.
No, very transparent.
The next couple of months.
We'll keep our eye on these commercials and bring you more when they become available to us.
And I did not pay for that, I promise. 8:46 here on Sports Radio 30.